Sacagawea joins the Corps of Discovery by Annika,
Jacob,
Thomas,
and Ava.
It was November 1804 in the present-day North Dakota, and the Corps of Discovery, led by Captains William Clark and Meriwether Lewis, arrived at Ahidatsamandan Indian Village. Little did they know that they would end up recruiting one of the most impactful members of the journey in that very village. It began when a man from the village approached one of the captains after a trade discussion with the village leaders.
Hello, Captain Lewis, is it? I am Toussaint Charbonneau. I have an interest in joining your party. I'm fluent in French and Hidatsamandan. I could act as a translator.
Thank you for your offer, but we really only have the need for someone who speaks Shoshone.
I could be useful in other aspects as well.
Thank you for your offer, but I will politely decline.
The Corps was in need of a Shoshone speaker. They needed a trade for horses, and the only tribes near were Shoshone. They heard of a girl in the village that spoke Shoshone.
My name is Meriwether Lewis. I am a captain on a mission to explore the western region of the United States' newly purchased land. Are you Sacagawea?
Yes. How do you know of me?
I was told by members of this village that you spoke Shoshone. We are in dire need of a translator so that we may trade. We would be grateful if you came with us on our journey.
You are proposing that me, a 16-year-old girl, go on an expedition?
That is correct.
I'm 7 months pregnant. The baby will not survive, and I will only slow you down.
We are in desperate need, ma'am. We could reward your family handsomely.
Even so, my husband will never approve.
Let us ask him.
Captain Lewis waited at Sacagawea's dome-shaped lodge for around 30 minutes before a man he did not expect walked into the abode.
Hello again, Captain. Change your mind about my offer?
Actually, I am proposing a new one.
The men sat down at a table, Charbonneau with a look of curiosity strewn across his face.
You may be allowed to come on our journey, so long as your wife, Sacagawea, does the same.
My wife is about to give birth. How will she care for the child?
I assure you that the child will be treated with great care by all members of the Corps.
I suppose I'll take you up on your offer.
Well then, Sacagawea, Charbonneau, welcome to the Corps of Discovery.
On February 11th, 1805, Sacagawea gave birth to Jean-Baptiste Charbonneau at American Fort Mandan. Throughout the journey, Sacagawea was the only woman out of 33 in the company. She was invaluable in negotiating trade with Shoshone Indians so that the Corps could get horses and cross the Rocky Mountains. Sacagawea died on December 22, 1812, at Fort Manuel at age 25 after giving birth to her daughter, Lisette. Without Sacagawea's sacrifices, the mission would have been nearly impossible.